So Rashi comments on the pasuk Vaniaksha et Lev Paro. Hashem says repeatedly Vaniaksha et Lev Paro v'irbeti atototavet moftai b'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem says he's going to harden Paro's heart and keep giving them makot and keep punishing them throughout their time in Mitzrayim. Rashi comments and he says Me'achar shehershia v'hitris k'negdi v'galui lefanai she'en nachad ruach b'umod latet lev shalem l'shuv tov li she'itkashe libo leman arbot bo tatai v'takiru atem et gvurati. But she says the reason is I already know that Paro is going to defend himself against me, that he's going to continue to come out against me and to refuse to give in. So that being the case, I might as well use this opportunity to show my greatness, to show my control over the universe and how I'm going to bring makot. V'chein midato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi peranot al ha'umot kedei sheyishmu Yisrael v'yirau shemar ikarti goyim nashum upanotam amarti ach tir'i otam tikhi musar ve'af api kein v'chamesh makot harishonot lo ne'amar v'yichazek Hashem lev paro el v'yichazek lev paro. Rashi points out, nevertheless, notice that for the first five makot, it doesn't say that Hashem hardens Paro's heart, it just says that Paro's heart is hardened, he does it to himself. It's interesting, Rashi here is entering into a big machloket amongst the Rishonim, with Ramban and Rambam on the two opposite poles. The Rambam believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hardening Paro's heart against Paro's will. In other words, Paro was willing to give in, and he was going to change his mind, but Hashem didn't want that because he was trying to punish Paro, he was going to take away his free will. Hashem was taking away Paro's free will by not letting him give in. Whereas Ramban says, Hafuch, Paro would like to hold himself out. He would like to continue to refuse Hashem's, to refuse to give in to Hashem. But he can't because he's too weak, so Hashem gives him omet, gives him confidence. Rashi takes a different approach over here by actually not focusing on Paro at all. The point over here isn't about Paro, the point over here is about Bnei Yisrael. Hashem is not interested really in Paro's relenting because all Hashem really wants out of this is actually to continue to show his control over the natural universe. Shavua Tov. Yeah.